This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A security official told Reuters the toll from blasts targeting a school in Afghanistan's capital Kabul Saturday has risen to at least 55 dead and more than 150 injured, many badly. Afghan authorities say the bomb exploded near a girls' school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul. The Taliban has condemned the attack and denied any responsibility. The bombing adds to fears that violence in the war-wrecked country could escalate as the U.S. and NATO end nearly 20 years of military engagement. Israel's attorney general asked the Supreme Court Sunday to postpone a hearing on planned evictions of Palestinians from homes in a Flashpoint East Jerusalem neighborhood, a Justice Ministry spokesperson said. The session had been scheduled for Monday amid mounting violence and international concern over the evictions issue in the contested city. The attorney general asked for a deferral of at least 2 weeks so he might weigh taking part in the case, the spokesperson said. Early Sunday, the Israeli military said Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired a rocket at the country's south. This after Israeli police clashed with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem during the holiest night of Ramadan. Beefed up police forces marched through the streets of East Jerusalem outside of the Old City Saturday, adding to already heightened religious tensions that have unleashed the worst unrest in the Holy City in several years. Pope Francis expressed his concern Sunday at the unrest in Jerusalem, saying, quote, "Violence only generates violence. Let's stop these clashes." He also added, "For respect for the multi-religious identity and multi-"